So now, to further afield, to a city that's indivisible from the creativity it's inspired and been home to across generations. I imagine there's been a good dinner party there or two. I'm talking, of course, of Venice. The Venice Biennale, which has just opened, is like the Olympics of the arts world. Artists represent their country, and their artwork is shown in the country's pavilion, some of which are hundreds of years old. But not so the Australian pavilion. It's the only 21st century building on the site known as the Giardini. That's the parkland on the east side of Venice. So how do you represent your country in architecture? That was the challenge that Denton Corker Marshall faced when they got the gig to design the new Australian pavilion at this year's Venice Biennale. For Blueprint for Living, RN's Daniel Browning is in Venice with the architect.
I'm John Denton, and I'm the architect for the new Australian pavilion in the Giardini in Venice.
And we're here on the canal, or one of the many canals in Venice. And we're going to hear some boats passing by. And we're right actually underneath the outside of the building, underneath one of the awnings, I guess you'd call it an annex. What's the idea with this building? Some people might describe it as somehow brutalist.
We wanted to do a very simple, minimal building. I think we always saw it as an object. We wanted sort of the sense of it being an object that had been brought from Australia and just dropped into the gardens. There's such a diverse sort of melange of different building types and different buildings that all the different countries have built here. We didn't want to sort of be like those. We wanted to be more enigmatic and more sort of standing off to one side a little bit, I guess. I think it's a sort of a slightly Australian way to do things.
Describe the context, though. I mean, we've got Poland over there, Romania. I think Uruguay is nearby.
It's really nice to be here. I mean, Australia's very lucky to be here. It got virtually the last site available in the gardens, and now most of the countries, China, all sorts of those big countries now are having to take small spaces in the arsenal and things like that. They actually don't have a pavilion. They can't build their own pavilion, so we're very lucky, and it's just a fantastic opportunity to be able to build a brand new building in Venice, let alone Italy.
Where art from Australia will always be seen. These are permanent structures. The building that was here before, though, was always meant to be temporary.
Well, I'm not... I think it's convenient to say that now. I don't know that it was always meant to be temporary, but it was a relatively modest building that sort of secured the site for the Australians. It was temporary in the sense that it was sort of putting the foot down on the site, whereas now we're actually putting a proper museum-standard building in that has everything that operates and, you know, has a toilet. There's probably only two pavilions in the gardens that have toilets. It's got air conditioning, it's got a kitchen, it's got all sorts of things that just actually make it function.
Can we talk about the design and construction of... I mean, what are we looking at when we look at this building? Can you describe it for us?
The brief was to provide a white box for exhibiting art in. And we said, well, we'll make a black box with a white box inside it. So it had a simple idea to it. And that's really what it is. So it's a black granite box. It's clad in granite. It's not quite a box in the sense that it's got part of it cantilevers and it's got part of the external panels lift up and go up and down. And so it has bits and pieces to it. But in its simplest sense, it's a black box. A bit of, reference back to Stanley Kubrick's 2001 Space Odyssey with the black Steely that just landed in and life changed from that point on. We sort of thought, well, that's the same here. You know, we'll just drop a black box in and it'll make all the difference.
It's a pretty bold design move.
Yes.
The monolith in Venice.
Yes, that's right. And also it fitted in with our other sense of wanting to be slightly enigmatic with all this other stuff around you, you know, to stand back in the trees a bit, be simple, sort of culturally seem to fit for us. It's not Australian rules football or anything like that, but it's a little bit Australian.
One of the few new buildings here in the Giardini, certainly the most recently constructed pavilion in the Giardini.
First one since about 1990, yes, yeah. And likely to be the last, so it makes it unique, yeah.
And the granite... Is it Italian granite?
No, the granite's from Zimbabwe. We tried to get Australian granite, black granite, but we had a lot of difficulty because of the South Australian black granite quarry being owned by Chinese, and we simply couldn't get the blocks. So we ended up the best black granite, and the one that was closest to what we wanted was this Zimbabwean black granite.
And when you talk about the colour, is there something about the hue of this black? I mean, it's hard to describe. It's marbled in a way.
It's so subtle. There's a very subtle character to it, yes. And it's not polished. We didn't want it polished. We wanted it honed, so it had that really nice, soft, shadowy sort of character to it. And that was partly because of it sort of sitting in the shadow of the trees and things like that, being recessive and back into the trees.
But not recessive, because it really does stick out.
Yes, no, that's true.
And who funds the pavilion?
The Australia Council have, I guess, a head lease on the site and own the building, but it's essentially privately funded. The funding was led by Simon Mordant, who's a Sydney philanthropist, and he stumped up the first couple of million and then raised the rest. In the process, the Australia Council has put in, I think, $1 million into that. But basically, Simon raised the other $6.5 million.
So a budget of $7.5 million for this building?
Yes. It was always allowing for the fact that it's 30% more expensive to build in Venice than anywhere else in Italy. And that's because everything has to come on a barge and in small bits. I mean, we're sitting here and we look down and we can see a bridge, and it's not a very high bridge. And every piece of this building's come under that bridge on a barge.
And it is a very small bridge. It's a footbridge.
Yeah. So that's the way.
In terms of the design, did you encounter any opposition? It is quite a different building here in the Giardini.
The first hurdle to get through here is to get it past the heritage people. And the woman who's in charge of heritage in Venice has been quite active in supporting the idea that contemporary interventions into Venice are the lifeblood of the future, of the way Venice is going to survive. So she was very supportive of this building, and I think fortunately, you know, she said we wouldn't allow you to do this in downtown Venice, because there we're talking terracotta tiles and brick and beige stone and things like that that are all part of the Venice character. But here in the gardens, because there's such a diverse offering of different buildings, she was quite relaxed about it being what it was. And I understand she's very happy with it.
Looking at this bridge again, where all the materials for this building have come in from the canal, talk just briefly about how hard it was to build this building. I mean, there are logistics.
Logistics.
Yeah, in Venice that are particular to this place.
Yeah, logistically it was really quite difficult. As I said, everything came under that bridge except for the crane. The crane was too large, so they had to get a special permit to bring it in through the gardens, which was quite a struggle.
And the crane, because the granite is so heavy, the cladding?
No, everything. It was steel frame. The steel frame was very heavy. You know, it's a steel frame building. The concrete. I said, how do you bring a lot of concrete in? And they showed me this picture of a barge with two concrete trucks on it. So they just drive the concrete trucks onto the barge, tow it round to just on the other side of the bridge there, and pumped it through.
It's almost seems farcical, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever had such a challenging design project as the Australian Pavilion in Venice?
Such a challenging sort of site, I think. You know, the conditions of the site and the logistics of the build, I think, is about as hard as it gets.
So are you mopping sweat from your brow now? Are you relieved? What are the emotions you have when you design a building like this?
It's just delight. I mean, I've seen it getting very close, so I knew it was going to make it. But it's just an absolute delight to sort of have it finished and have it operating. And basically everybody appears to like it, so that's good.
That's the voice of John Denton. He's a partner with Denton Corker Marshall. They're the architects of the new Australian Pavilion that was finished just in time for the 56th Venice Biennale, which has just opened. And John Denton was speaking there with RN's Daniel Browning. The artist who'll be representing Australia in our pavilion this year is Fiona Hall, and you can hear her from Venice on Books and Arts this coming Monday here on RN.